What? What's the problem?
Now I know.
What?
First of all, this is for you.
What happened?
Brittany, and especially you, Jennifer. So, we're having conversation, small talk or whatever. Brittany goes, come here. You have the longest eyebrow hair I have ever seen.
He genuinely was.
You need to trim it. I said, no, I'll just pull it. No. Right? And Jennifer goes, yeah, I noticed it. Like, just
the thing is that I didn't say anything because I was trying to avoid the conversation. No, it was distracting me so bad. I was having a conversation with him. All I could see, it was about to start growing into his eyeball. Like, it was just hanging down.
Yeah. So
this is what we're getting to.
So finally, I just pulled it. I just pulled it out there. Like, okay.
I have footage.
And then I come in here, and Jennifer goes, hey, Leroy just pulled his eyebrow hair out.
I had to and he goes, Tobin.
Man, Tobin goes, man, I saw that thing yesterday.
He's like, I forgot to tell you.
It was crazy because I hadn't seen you in person in a while. And I have like the side view, you know, when I look over here, sometimes if he's looking at his screen. So all I see from the peripherals is the old caterpillars bleaching out. And I was just like, man, that's a long ass eyebrow. But we just had to go on with the show.
Do you see what I have to go?
We just had to go on with the show.
It's so for your own health,
I just
man.
Put it in my back pocket. I didn't even say anything about that. I'm glad you said something, Brittany, because I was like, man.
I could not even listen to him speak because I was like, just
she goes, stop talking.
Yeah. No, it was distracting.
It was distracting.
Before
it's like your eyebrow had a mullet.
Before we move over, right? Like, no. Like, I think that's grounds for having man points taken away.
If I told you about your eyebrow?
No, when you go get your eyebrows done.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. But,
okay, but you're trimming them. You're not getting them done.
No, he doesn't need them trimmed.
You're trimming out the excess.
You lick that thing and you put it down. Lay it down.
That's what you're trying to trim. No. The part that you're trying to lick down. First off, Tobin, he tried to do that and it still went right back.
No. Sometimes you got a wild card. So I got this one that's on my eye. It's like one gray eyebrow. That like will poke out like every 2 months, and I'm like, huh?
Did you cut it?
I just my wife plucks it.
Yeah, see?
She's usually the one who tells me. She goes, "Hey, that eyebrow is back." Boing.
Yeah, I did the same to my father.
Yeah, but it was but no, dude, I noticed that thing.
I'm not letting my wife near nothing. It might end up being blue.
It's interesting though. It's like it is interesting with one eyebrow because I kind of thought like it was a whole thicket, and it's not. It was just one eyebrow, and it looks good now.
A thicket, right? It looks better. It's because it does, you were not here
Brittany
yesterday
nailed it, dude.
For the. Thick thighs. Oh, I've never seen him laugh so hard. Brittany, what happened? He was singing a common song all wrong, like always. Loud and wrong.
Always loud and wrong.
People want me to take away your card. I'm like, I can't do that.
What?
People.
What? Yesterday?
They said your tangibles card was in question.
I thought that's what they were singing. Sorry.
And he kept saying, thick of thighs.
Speaking of songs,
but
we need to
get... what's the song?
What was the song?
Common.
Yes.
I know, we've established that. What was the name of the song?
Thank you so
much. What's the name of the song?
Thick Thighs.
No, I forgot the name of it.
Oh, well, we'll figure it out.
The Light.
There it is. Yeah.
Thank you, Dude South. Speaking of songs, we got to give the highest of honors on this show. Oh, no.
I agree.
Dolly Parton died.
That was hurtful. That came out of nowhere.
It did.
It was so
But you know
sad.
What happens sometimes? Like, it's literally been a while since we've seen her.
That's not true. She's always around.
Really?
I mean, at least in my algorithm.
I think her last interview that came out was pretty recent. I think the last thing she did, she was opening up truck stops or something like that.
Oh, yeah. She was going to do like a Wawa ass.
She's doing like
Dolly Parton.
She was like trying to put Buc-ee's out of business.
Buc-ee's
is being a bunch of rat bastards or beaver bastards. But they're suing the little people. And that's like against Dolly Parton. So she was like, I think she was waging war on Buc-ee's, at least in Tennessee. Right. But yeah, man. That was a bummer. She passed away. She had cancer, as Brian points out on the chat. 80 years old, incredible life.
Yep.
Incredible life, incredible songwriter.
Like she had a
philanthropist.
Her life is just, she had understandings.
Yep.
Right?
She also was huge with children's literacy. My wife loves right. Dolly Parton. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's a teacher and she likes country music. She
did child books also.
She yes. gave yeah. Yes. She had a project. Her literacy. She had a museum, which is a library. But she also had a she had like a thing where like kids could for children's literacy could get books up until they're in kindergarten if you signed up for it, which was really cool. I think mm-hmm. she gave away like 300 million books in her mm-hmm. lifetime, something like that. So yes. She gets the highest of ours. Now, just to let everybody know, the reason that we say that is one time Leroy Horde reacted like this.
Oh, no. Hmm. Loretta Lynn died.
So now she's with Loretta Lynn.
Icons.
Icons. Country music icons together. Also, another oh no that just came across the wire. Tim Curry died, also at 80 years old. Do you know who that is? He was the bad guy in Home Alone 2. That's yeah. Does he have a more famous role?
Let's see.
This guy?
I don't think oh, so. Oh, wait. The Rocky Horror.
You know yeah. what? I've never seen Rocky Horror.
Oh, my God.
Me neither.
And he was in It.
Hmm. Well, I think of him as the bad guy
and
from Home Alone 2.
And Clue the movie.
I think
Scary
of,
movie
Oh, I do
too.
Remember him in Clue. I do remember him in
he
Clue.
He was in Annie, too. Yes.
He's one of those guys in a movie, but the one I always remember from my childhood is...
Congo? I remember Hawk and Carter trying to make me watch that movie.
Cedric, don't count your tips in public.
Can I ask you?
He was in Titanic?
If this is real.
Was he the bad guy in Titanic?
There's a bad guy in Titanic?
No, he wasn't.
Isn't it just the iceberg? Oh, wasn't he like the father or something? I don't know. Hmm. He was in the Addams Family Reunion?
He's got a list. An I'm icon. Just saying that's the most famous thing I remember him for.
I love
that. No, Rocky Horror Pictures, are you joking?
No, I'm sure that is a more famous movie, but I've never
Roseanne.
Seen it.
He's in
Roseanne. What were you saying, Leroy?
Is there any truth to this?
What?
Is Basketball Ground a good website?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Are you getting caught?
Go ahead. No, no, no. You have to say it now.
What's going on?
I asked first.
No, no. What did you say? Come on. What did you see?
I'll go with her.
The Miami Heat and Dallas Mavericks are reportedly discussing to finalize a trade that would send Kyrie Irving to Miami while Dallas would go into full rebuild mode with Cooper Flag. Miami Heat received Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Mavericks received Nikola Jovic, mm-hmm. Pella Lawson, mm-hmm. Larson, 28 first-round pick, 29 second-round pick, 30 first-round pick.
Okay, so I want to do some math here for you. So you know how trades work. You got to match salaries.
Yeah.
How much do you think Kyrie Irving makes?
50?
Almost. He makes like 43, I think.
43.
Does that match up to the math?
They only add up to about 25.
Not even.
Not even.
Not even, like 18. Pella doesn't make any money. He's not, he doesn't.
I thought Nico was making.
He makes like 14.
Oh, okay. And how much, you don't get no money for these first round picks?
He's a second round pick. No.
No, I'm saying. Money. Oh, they don't count that?
No.
Oh.
No, the only way it would work is if they had a trade exception, which they don't. They use that for the Bobby Portis thing, which is why they're hard capped.
Okay.
All right. They could do a Kyrie Irving trade if they added, like,
Bobby Portis.
Wiggins.
Or Wiggins.
You know, something like that. Or if they did Bobby Portis, Davion Mitchell, and Jovic. That probably could make it. But we're saving that for Steph Curry, so.
Would you rather Steph Curry or Kyrie Irving?
Steph Curry.
Even though Kyrie would be more... I mean, make more of an impact?
What?
Yeah, point guard.
What's Steph Curry?
Steph Curry's not a point guard. Not the kind of point guard we're looking for, a facilitator.
I think we'll be fine.
Okay.
Something tells me if we had Steph Curry on this team, we'd be all right. And listen, I would love to have Kyrie. Don't get me wrong.
But you'd rather have Steph over Kyrie.
Oh, dude, what?
Really?
All right. Say it again.
Huh?
Nothing. That was lecherous. Sorry. That was a little too horny.
Oh my God!
So it's not.
Clip that too.
Of course.
Sorry, I apologize. Steph Curry on the Heat.
Heavens to Betsy! What is wrong with you,
man?
I think it was the coronitas.
I didn't even get coronitas. To finish it. I wish it was. Oh, ugh.
Not even that one.
No.
I don't
you
like.
Drink fast.
I don't like
so
champagne.
Small.
So
they are small.
Because I was caught in hobnobbery.
Wow, minus one
for
to our team for not understanding to read the room.
No, it was good news. Our boy Rock was letting us know an old friend is coming back to the show soon. So I will, but I don't want to spoil it. But it will be fun for everybody. Speaking of making it weird. And also... Don't be blue. It'll be around soon.
Oh.
Anyway, headlines? We should get to those, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brought to, oh, man, we really messed up the clock. Oof. Leroy's eyebrows, dude. Sent us off on a tangent. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little Solcito, and when we want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. The Marlins, they will look to avoid the sweep. Probably won't, because that's just what they do. Up and down, up and down.
This is... holy smokes, this is just brutal.
Yep. 6:40 is your first pitch tonight, and it'll be Sonny Gray against Ryan Gusto for the Fish. 6:40, and you'll get that right here on QAM. Dolphins wrapped up some preseason, their training camp day. We'll get to some of that news and notes coming on up. And the Heat introduced Clay Thompson yesterday. We'll hear a little bit from Biscayne Clay later on this hour as well. Weather. That is brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Beat the storm. Schedule your free roof and window estimate today. Call 954-968-8155. And it is currently down here in Miami. Let's see. 89 degrees. Maybe some storms lingering, dude. Some storms could be lingering soon. So be safe out there. Got to stay hydrated, champ. All those good things. We'll take a break. Back after this. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. See what the Empire State Building did? I think last night it was at 9:25. They rhinestoned the Empire State Building.
It was amazing. Cool. Also, the Kaseya Center did light up also.
Did they?
Yes.
I love that place. A lot of improvements are coming there, man. I saw yesterday. Pardon our dust. I was walking through the Championship Alley. Let's just say. Looks like some improvements are coming there because I was...
one of Whitney Houston's greatest hits was Dolly Parton song.
No. She and who wanted to, didn't Elvis want to take that song? And she like didn't want to split the royalties the way that he wanted or something like that. And so she held on to that for a while and obviously made a killing. And then she did a lot of great stuff with the royalties from that too.
And she also has a secret song that's coming out years from now.
There's really not a lot of everybody's got like rap bastardry usually, like a celebrity.
They said Prince has a catalog that he can make six more albums.
Yeah. But Prince also has like some weird stuff after he's gone where like they don't want a lot of stuff released on him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like that's happening with Dolly Parton.
Prince has written more songs for other people than damn near music he's made.
Mm-hmm.
He's written songs. If you go look at his list of people he's written songs for, you'd be shocked. It's across every genre.
The Dolphins had their last day of training camp today.
You know what? I'm of the feeling right now, based on their performance the last 2 weeks, that maybe they should do a couple of extra days.
Really? Extra camp?
Like, I don't understand. We used to have, Bill Belichick used to say this, and I know times are different, so I'm trying to be very understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody knows the coach that say, hey, we're going to do this until we get it right. Like, that's part of coaching.
Mm-hmm.
You put a little sense of urgency on it if a guy realizes he's going to be out there all day. And so it really is crazy that we've seen the way they've played or performed the last 3 weeks, and we're breaking camp. Are they really that much better than they are when they went into camp?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I think the thing that you would say is better is you feel good about the rookie receivers because we had like zero idea of what they had.
Right.
Caleb Douglas had some good moments. Kevin Coleman's had good moments.
Right.
Chris Bell's back.
I thought I was going to feel good about the offensive line, but the guy that we rely on the most, Austin Jackson, has been...
getting dish ragged. Yeah.
Right.
Here is some stuff from David Ferronis of the Sun Sentinel. The Dolphins training camp practices are complete. They wrapped up camp Wednesday with ahead of the finale against the Falcons. Light session today. They treated it like a Friday before a Sunday game. Players were out of pads, mostly wearing shorts. On the injury status, no Jacob Rodriguez today. He was working out on the side. Jordan Brooks saw an uptick in individual drills. defensive tackle Zach Sealer, Kenneth Grant were not practicing. Grant among a group of players working out on the side with Rodriguez, tight end Will Kaczmarek, defensive end Cleland Farrell, and running back Donovan Edwards. Dude, there's these backup running backs I have literally never heard of on this team.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, like, well, the ones that I know I haven't been pleased with. I'm like, you know, they don't stop fumbling.
Running back, well, yeah, that's a problem. But I will say this. It's really hard to have success running the football in preseason. Because usually everybody's basic. You're not scheming anybody. And, like, yeah, everybody can stop the run, right? That's usually how it goes. So periodically you have a couple of good runs in there. But I always found that the hardest thing to do is have success running the football in the preseason. It's really hard.
Seydou Traore, the tight end, Bangers and Mash, and Cam Good were back at practice. Stock up, stock down? Jennifer?
Today with no pads? We don't
stock
up. Stock
up, stock down, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Stock up?
I'd rather go find another eyebrow hair to pluck.
We got plenty.
Stock pluck?
Wait. We just going to let that go? You let her?
Stock pluck? Did you let that go?
Minus one.
I'm going to just shut up because clearly people I thought were my friends.
We are your friends.
Or, like, lashing out at me, hurting my feelings.
Stock up. Malik Willis. Willis finished camp looking sharp, according to David Ferronis. It was needed after the passing game had struggles in the joint practices from the Commanders and Giants first team defenses in recent weeks, plus a rough day at Tuesday drills. But he ended camp on a high note. Now, does he get a drive in the preseason finale as the Falcons figure to play their starters?
He needs to play into the second half.
I would like that.
Like, do you not understand? He's almost like a rookie quarterback also. Why are we taking reps away from him? Like, he got it.
Well, because the backups are terrible and they need to figure out who the hell their backup quarterback is.
Okay. Here. Two things. Are you trying to get ready to be healthy for the season, or are you trying to get ready to prepare and be good for the season?
Mm-hmm. I think that this. I'm going to be honest with you. I think Jeff Hafley's terrified to lose anybody of substance. I think he knows how little depth
he
has.
They're thin.
I think he's walking on eggshells this preseason.
I was talking to somebody, you know, because since I'm at physical therapy three times a week,
mm-hmm.
you know, Dr. Dan Fine, I ask him, you know, does it seem like people are getting hurt more? And why is that when we're supposed to be bigger, stronger, and faster?
Mm.
And he said something very interesting.
This is a doctor you spoke to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I call him Dr. Dan. I call him Dr. Dan. I don't know if he's a doctor.
Don't sell yourself short.
He said it's not that bodies are more fragile.
Hmm.
It's that we're able to diagnose certain injuries that before would just go off as being a boo-boo.
Overdiagnosis.
Well, it's not overdiagnosis, but you're able to diagnose what things really are.
Can you ask Dr. Dan a question for me?
Sure.
Can you ask him if people actually beat science?
If what?
Can you ask him if people beat science?
Okay.
Will you really ask him?
I will. I'll ask him on Friday.
Okay.
I'll ask him.
Can I ask you? You got to ask him if Chris Bell beat science.
Okay.
Or if it's your theory that his ACL wasn't that bad.
As bad as, like,
nope,
you know,
nope,
there's different levels nope. of tear.
Well, there's only beaten science or not beaten science.
Well, you said I could give an explanation. You said, or it wasn't as bad as they thought when they went in there and looked.
Hmm.
My doctor said the same thing.
Because doctors are going to go ahead and say something, yeah. So then, like, you can't hold them accountable for, like, let's say if they said
no, but
that it was like
bystander.
Less than it and it was
he,
actually
he
worse.
He didn't do the surgery was or
he,
whatever.
Was he innocent?
What?
Nothing.
No, I'm saying,
Leroy, you beat science. You should be proud
of
yourself.
I beat science.
I keep telling him this, Brittany, and he doesn't want to hear me.
You beat science. You're trying to be modest.
You know what my first conversation was when the doctor came in there?
Hmm?
Wasn't as bad as I thought.
Okay.
Because they're gonna give you the max, not the maximum. They'll just give you.
No, I was supposed to be in my brace for 6 weeks.
Right. They'll I was give only you, in it for four. They'll give you some sort of like.
You beat science.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're a doctor.
They'll give you a timeline.
Only
but
don't
then,
beat
hold
science.
On, hold on one second. Hold on.
No. Let me if say. You're a, if you're a doctor, call in yeah. so I could please explain to him.
And only that, doctors though. Only there's, doctors.
There's people that have injuries that we classify as a tear or something like that.
Right.
And sometimes the reason why they can return sooner is because the tear wasn't as bad as they thought.
All right. Only a doctor can call right now. 305-567-0560. No. If you're a doctor, listen, 305-567-0560.
No shenanigans. No. We're going to ask him the honest
truth. We're doing the honor system. So if you're a doctor, 305-567-0560.
I should call my doctor.
All right. Just let him know that we're going to put him on
no
the air.
No, surgery.
If you're a doctor surgery. Out there, 305. Do you think doctors listen to us? Except for
no,
Dr.
Toboggan.
No,
I think they're all very busy. No,
that is... Dr. Toboggan
gotta be some doctor
is a chiropractor, right?
Well, you know what? I take it back because
I don't know
when,
what Dr. Toboggan
when I was
is.
In the doctor with my father,
can you imagine
one of them
I'm here to see
us.
Dr. Toboggan?
I feel like he fixes sleds.
Sleds?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
toboggan.
Toboggan.
Oh, great, great, great. I got a doctor. Hey, Tobin and Leroy, you're on the air. What's your name, doctor?
Dr. Tim.
Hey, Dr. Tim, how are you, man?
Can I ask the question?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Okay, here's the problem. So when people have injuries, they'll say it's an ACL tear or whatever the injury is. They have to have surgery, right? So they do an MRI. They find out what the surgery is. You don't really know how bad it is until they go and fix it. So the reason why guys heal quicker in different situations, even though they had the same injury, is due to the fact of how severe the injury was. It's not beating science.
Okay, can we just set it up more simplistic?
Go you did set a lot it up!
Dr. Tim, if you could just put it simply, did Chris Bell... if you just could, Dr. Tim, I'm sorry to interrupt you because you are a very busy doctor. Did Chris Bell, would you say in his case, did Chris Bell beat science or was his injury not as bad as we thought?
He's definitely beating science in the... medical terms of it, yeah. I believe that he has capped the system. Mm-hmm. And in terms of Leroy with his arm brace, mm-hmm. I truly believe Leroy has beat science also because of the melatonin in his skin.
There we go. Get him off the phone.
Melatonin.
Who was that? Who was that? Who was that? There ain't no... Who was that? Who was that?
Whoever that
no,
was, I
there
love
is
you.
No way in hell. That guy is a professional. And I sit here and I got a doctor. No.
Leroy, what do you expect? You think a doctor's really calling in at 12:30 on a Wednesday?
Why is this show always about the bit? This guy even sounded professional.
Did a great job. He has doctor voice.
He's so good.
Dr.
That was
Tim.
Amazing. I'm crying.
I appreciate that.
Dr. Tim, I should have known!
Man.
The melatonin.
Well, that's great.
That's
now,
so good.
Hockman and Crowder have Dr. Chuck. We have Dr. Tim. This is very exciting.
Dr. Chuck is also a whole bit.
Dr. Chuck used to gross me out when he was on the morning show. I'd be like, oh my God, he's seen horrific things. I never got to stock down.
Darn it.
How can you have stock down without?
Backup QBs were stock down.
Hurts.
As if their stock could go any further down.
I mean, you know, can I ask a question?
Hmm?
Stock down for a backup quarterback when stock was never up.
Right.
You're saying what?
It means
if a guy's not good enough.
That means it was bad.
Right. But I'm just saying, if a guy's not good enough to maybe be in the league, then why are we all of a sudden saying stock down?
Well, the
maybe
reason
that his stock is up for him.
Quinn Ewers threw an interception during Wednesday drills, and the third and fourth string quarterbacks behind him, Cam Miller and Mark Gronowski, didn't get any team reps in practice. Friday against the Falcons is their shot at a final impression before roster cuts. Miller and Gronowski appear to have little to no shot, while Ewers might need a good outing to stave off an additional outside addition to backup duties. Yeah, they're probably looking at that waiver. Like, let's get this Quinn Ewers hit the bricks. We'll see how much Mike McDaniel loves you. We'll see if he picks you up. Or if he's going to stick with DJ Uyunglele.
Did you say that right?
I think I did. Okay. Pretty good, though. Pretty good.
It sounded pretty good to me.
Pretty good.
It was pretty good.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Tim. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate you.
Oh, my God.
Rats Off a Ship is next. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Thank you for giving me a tiny corona, Jennifer.
You're welcome. I told you I got you.
Much appreciated. It's Hump Day.
Hump Day.
Which means it's Rats Off a Ship Day. Are you ready for Rats Off a Ship, Leroy?
I don't know, because a lot
Why?
Of people
what
been,
you, dude,
you guys
had,
been rats off my ship all day.
We had a doctor call in,
what
dude.
Are you
we've
talking
given
about?
You the research that you want.
Dude, that was some BS.
What do you mean?
What you're kind of doctor? Dr. Dre?
I don't know.
You took it very seriously, so I don't know why you're
I'm
ask
sorry,
him.
I was taking it out. Listen, sorry.
I didn't
my
ask
bad.
Him.
What do you expect from our viewers? Are you serious?
I know.
I mean, I expected expertise, which is exactly what we just got from Dr. Tim.
I mean, true.
You know? So
credible source.
I don't know. I thought it was well done by him.
It was incredible.
No, it was the topping.
Right.
On the cake.
We ready for Rats Off a Ship, Brittany? Let us get to Rats Off a Ship.
Rats Off a Ship. Game 6.
Rats Off a Ship.
Okay. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for our favorite Wednesday game, Rats Off a Ship. Jennifer will give us some topics. And we'll let you know where our rats are with the ship. Love the rats.
Love the rats.
In Shout honor out. Of Glenn.
Yeah. Love the rats.
Love the rats.
What do we have today, Jennifer, for Rats Off a Ship?
Well, first we have Klay Thompson passing the conditioning test.
Yeah, Klay Thompson was asked about his physical nature going into out of yesterday's press conference. And he says, I got that conditioning test I got to get ready for in 5 weeks. The famous heat conditioning test. Here's what he had to say.
I still think I can do it at a high level. Like you said, the durability for me has been a huge plus. You know, that's one thing that might have been in question when I came back from all that time I had off. But for me, those injuries are back in the past, and I don't even think about them anymore. It's nice to be able to just walk on the floor and play free-minded. And then on top of that, you know, we were talking about a conditioning test last night, so I'm happy I got 5 weeks to really prepare for the Miami regiment. So I got to get my treadmill back operating, but I'm really excited just to be pushed on a fitness level that will, I know, be so beneficial for me for this next season. And, you know, a lot of players warn me about how tough it is, but I like hard stuff like that. I've been through harder things. Like coming back from those injuries was harder than any conditioning drill or game I had to play in. So in a weird way, like those injuries prepared me for like just uncomfortable feelings and just tough times. So now I take it head on and I embrace them.
Man.
What
a guy.
If I may.
Well, you don't have to. You're going to get to you in a second. You can say if you're rats off a ship or not.
Okay.
I'm not rats off a ship. I think he sounds like he knows what's ahead of him for the conditioning test. And I don't see Klay Thompson failing a condition test. You want to know why? Pro's pro. Where are your rats, Leroy?
Rats off a ship.
Why?
Because.
Rats off a ship.
Of course, you're not thinking about the injuries. But when it happens a lot, you can't help.
Just 4 years ago, though, he's won a championship, and he's won
a championship since his injuries.
Yeah, he won the championship. Remember when KD left? Like he won the championship, and and then he had the
and then
the 2 years in Dallas, he was super durable.
Okay, all right,
super durable.
And then I'm rats off.
Too late.
Too late.
All when right. Your rats are off, your rats are off.
You sent them off already.
Yeah.
All right.
They scurried. See, they jumped off Clay's boat. Little snorkel masks. There's Dr. Tim.
What a shame.
I'll save you rats. My rats are hanging out with Meg.
Ooh. Oh.
Wow.
Megatron?
Jeez. Jennifer, where are your rats?
I'm not rats off a ship.
Of course not.
Unbelievable, this guy. Unbelievable. Brittany?
I'm not rats off a ship.
He'll be just fine.
He's just fine.
He'll be just fine.
He's fine, dude. He's going to be fine.
Your rats are out there swimming by themselves, Leroy.
Love the rats.
Have some fun, baby. Have a little fun. Let's have a little fun, baby.
His Achilles.
You guys suck the fun out of me making fun of my eyebrow.
You
were having
eyebrow.
A great time yourself doing that.
You happen. Loved
I was just plucking it to tell you guys.
You're
to
just
stop.
Mad that Tobin told you something.
No, he's
he
like,
seems to be very mad with me today. I don't
know.
Understand why.
So grouchy. He had food.
He said he missed us earlier. So
and
I'm
by the
so
way,
confused.
I did the polite thing. I just let the show go on, but Brittany happened to bring it up. She goes, "Hey, she was eyebrows." I'm like, "Yeah, I mentioned
bring
that song."
It up. She was like, "We were having a conversation." She goes, "You know what? Look, I tried.
This conversation cannot go on."
Yes.
Up like an antenna.
It was literally staring at me, and it was like the sun was shining from outside.
Yep.
And it was just there, and I just couldn't. I couldn't take it.
What's
reflecting.
What's number two, Jennifer?
Well, Tom Brady says he's a leather pants guy now. Ugh. You heard that, Leroy?
Who's the leather?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is wearing leather pants.
I'm rats off a ship on all things
too much.
Tom Brady post-career.
Too much.
Well, if you say too much, apparently he told GQ.
Ugh, great.
And this sounds like a whole Tobin quote, by the way.
Who's more leathery, his face or his pants?
Well, with that Botox, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
He's going to be like...
I'm rats off a ship on Tom Brady. And you want to know something? Hey, Florio, why don't you investigate this dude? Why is he going to tell us so much? Forget about his Raiders influence. I don't need to know that he's a leather pants guy.
No, literally.
Like, I'm good. You know what? Show up with your leather pants then on your next Fox broadcast and see how long it lasts.
Well, he says that the leather pants feel like a uniform. Like, back then.
Grow up, dude.
Oh, so
rigidity
he
and
just
structure.
Wears the leather pants because he wants to feel like he's...
It has structure to it, like his old football uniform.
Just throw on your football uniform, dude. I bet you he throws on the football uniform
to
at
go
night.
To bed.
Yeah. Like, I bet you Tom Brady throws down a couple cocktails in his Miami mansion wearing his Patriots uniform.
With his pinky up.
Yep.
Subnoxious.
I'm rats off a ship on that.
So rats off a ship.
Where are you with his leather pants?
Rats off a ship.
First of all.
Who's wearing that in Miami also?
Hold on.
Oof.
Unless you a rock star.
Swamp booty.
Unless you a rock star.
Booty juice.
You ain't kicking no leather pants.
I just say it's an uplift, you know, because he has, you know what, like he has some probably like stylist who's like, oh, Tom Brady, darling, you should try the leather pants. And he goes, yeah. And now he's just and you know, that's probably from some like famous cow or something like that. They sell him a bill of goods. He's an idiot.
He's trying to be like Lenny Kravitz.
Well, I mean, what should we expect from a guy who cloned his dog?
Yeah.
Leather pants seems like a step
forgot
down.
About that.
I brought that up the other day, actually.
Forgot about
in
that.
Conversation.
He's a weirdo. Weird guy. Brittany?
Rats off a ship. Like, what is that?
You are a grown man
wearing leather pants. Grown man with children.
How is it that Bill Belichick is dating an adult cheerleader, and yet he's more mature than Tom Brady is? That's crazy.
That's
wild. That is crazy. Some leather
that's crazy.
Pants.
Leather pants.
It's just weird.
Leather
apparently
pants.
They're really comfortable.
You're fighting
oh,
with
no, they're not.
Leather pants are not comfortable.
I know, but he's
leather
lying
pants
again.
Not,
he just keeps lying to us.
You know what? One word. Moisture.
Dartboard of Doom.
We said it.
Dartboard of Doom. You have to do a walk in Brickle in leather pants.
Yes.
That's a nightmare.
Yep.
Yes.
Especially because Brickle's now full of cameras.
It's going to be so hot.
Oh, my goodness. Can we do leather shorts?
No.
No.
That's the. It's not the
leather
dark of convenience.
Pants. That's hot.
Wow.
That's hot.
Soupy. Where does one buy leather pants?
Anywhere.
Anywhere. They're not cheap.
No.
Like no. It. You could buy. We could buy faux leather, which is even worse.
That's plastic.
Because it makes
vinyl.
Noises.
Feels squeaky.
Like your desk chair.
Squeaky cheeks.
And they're snug.
So do you own them?
And don't bend over. Why does he have so much information about leather pants?
Yeah, Leroy.
Huh?
How do you know so much?
I just no leather pants.
Snug.
No. Have you ever seen baggy leather pants? People wearing leather pants. Have you ever seen them baggy?
That's fine.
No, you haven't.
I bet Tyler Hero's probably given that a whirl.
No,
I'm sure he has.
He has leather pants in his closet.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, I have seen leather pants.
Oh, for
well,
sure.
Well, his wardrobe is probably more extensive than most basketball players because he don't play but 10 games a year.
Oh, yeah. The stylist, Tyler Hero's stylist has to make a killing because they're like,
yeah,
we should really prepare for street clothes. Right. He's like, hey, when you're right, you're right. When you're right. Remember one year Tyler Hero's just wearing galoshes with shorts. I'm just like, sometimes you just run out of combinations, huh?
Yep.
Show pony.
I'm like, this is not the NBA Finals. No one's seeing that. Why are you wearing this? This is just for me, Anthony Chang, and Ira. Why are you wearing
and
galoshes with
shorts? And
no one
is impressed.
And he comes in with his glasses.
It wasn't raining. Why does he have those?
He wants you guys to compliment his outfit.
No one's going to. So sorry.
It's a big word for me, dog.
That's all the time we have for Rats Off a Ship. Aww. Tom Brady, you ruined it. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.